Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every Tuesday, I would assume normally at this time, I will definitively tell you who the best five and worst five teams are in the National Football League. It's top five, bottom five, and yes, you need football music to talk about things like this. I've been told.
Yeah.
So let's start with the best five. Start positively, okay? Number five, the Detroit Lions. Were they really better than the Chiefs on Monday night, on Thursday night? Was Jared Goff that good? Look, the Lions were good, and Goff was good. But they won at Kansas City.
Yeah.
Enough said. We don't need to say anything more. No. They won at Kansas City. So, flowers to the Lions. They will host Seattle on Sunday. Number four, the Green Bay Packers.
Uh-oh.
Taxes, death, Mike Greenberg talking about the Jets. All of those things are not as automatic as Green Bay beating the Bears.
They still own the Bears, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. But they were impressive.
They were.
Number four, Green Bay will be in Atlanta on Sunday. Number three, Dallas. Didn't look great on the opening drive if you watched the game. Giants were moving right down the field. And then it all went sideways. Dallas's defense is really good, and they are big play specialists.
Yeah, if you had their, for fantasy football, if you had their defense special teams, oh my gosh, I don't know the points. What the?
Ask me who my quarterback is.
Oh, is it Dak?
No. Ask me who my quarterback is.
Who's your quarterback?
Josh Allen.
Oh, gosh. Yeah! You know what? I had him last year, and now he's all washed up.
Slime. Dallas. I don't care. but here's why I only have Dallas three, as impressive as they were, and they won 40-0 on the road. I wasn't crazy about their offense. I need more. I need to see more from that offense before I will put them in the upper crust. Number two, the Miami Dolphins. Until further notice, Tua Tagovailoa is healthy, and if he is healthy, that offense is going to crush. And I think their defense is good because I think the Chargers have a good offense. That was an entertaining game. Tua, again, as long as he stays healthy, they are super fun. But he became one of there's only three other quarterbacks that threw for more yards in an opener.
Wow.
One of them was Dan Marino. One of them I'd never heard of. And the other, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Outstanding stat there by me. But they are in New England on Sunday. Number one, the San Francisco 49ers.
Of course.
I think the Steelers still might be good.
Yeah.
That's how good the 49ers may be.
Hmm.
Like, I'm not kidding. I think the Steelers might be good.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to look good against the 49ers, apparently.
Not this year.
Holy cow. Brock Purdy is very good. Christian McCaffrey is the best running back in football.
Hands down.
Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and George. When they're fully operational, good luck.
Yeah.
Just good luck.
Oh, yeah. Because
the defense is amazing.
I anticipate seeing them in the Super Bowl this year.
I actually have a ticket on that.
Nice.
I don't have them winning it.
Yeah, but being there.
I have them being there. Okay. I have the Ravens.
Ooh, also good.
Winning it.
Yes.
San Francisco, number one, they are at the Rams, which is a very interesting game suddenly. All right, to the other end of the spectrum.
Uh-oh.
The worst five. We'll start at number 28. So this is not the worst team in the NFL. And I would say that it was pretty close between number 28 and, let's say, number 17. All the teams that lost.
Yeah.
Sorry. Carolina Panthers.
Oh, no.
All right, here's why. And again, it's partly because what I saw kind of reinforced some questions that I have about the team. There are no playmakers on offense. There are no difference makers at running back. They have good players. Miles Sanders, a good player. Loved the signing. Chuba Hubbard, good player, right? Wide receivers. I think they have good players. We haven't seen DJ Chark, right? But...
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans. Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody that makes you go, uh-oh.
Nope.
Nobody. Like, the Jets have a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
The Jets have two of them at running back. They have, well, one of them at wide receiver in Garrett Wilson, who is special. And the kick returner just might be electric.
Yeah.
Right? But they have other good players, too. We'll see if the quarterback's anything. Anyway, Carolina number 28. They will host the Saints on Monday night.
Another division game. Not good.
Yeah, that's winnable, though.
It is winnable.
It's very winnable. But the Saints aren't that good.
It's also losable.
Well, yes. Well, that is true.
And for the Panthers, it is.
Well, if you're on this list here, this part of the list, they're all losable.
Exactly.
Number 29, the Seattle Seahawks, who kind of stunk at home against the Rams. And this is the way... Remember the beginning of the season, how good Geno Smith was?
Yeah.
If you look at the splits... The second half of the season, there were some good things, but he was kind of backup-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just leave it right there. Because if he's not really good, they're not good enough to make up for it.
No.
They kind of stunk against the Rams. And they are at Detroit, by the way, on Sunday. Number 30, Chicago.
Oof.
See above.
Yeah.
I had high hopes for Justin Fields, for DJ Moore.
Same.
And then I watched receivers not named DJ Moore refuse to catch the ball.
Yep.
And their defense doesn't look all that good. This looks like a recipe for disaster. Number 30 there at Tampa on Sunday. Number 31, Arizona.
Yikes.
Look, they couldn't decide on which third-string quarterback should start for them. So they went with Josh Dobbs, who did play at Tennessee and also was a backup for the Steelers at one point. But he's not good. He's not a starting quarterback. I think he could be a useful backup, but he's not great. Arizona's bad, and they will host the Giants, which means that matchup is the two worst teams in football.
Here we go.
And is available on Sunday Ticket if you want to watch that.
Because why not?
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
My son was trying to get me to... same son it was
at the time.
He's like, oh, you got to get Sunday Ticket. I'm like, why would I want to watch that? I watch the Panthers every Sunday.
Right.
Because, I mean, we talk about the Panthers. So I can use your login.
Oh, there you go. Very, very sun-like.
And I'm like, no, I ain't getting it. I watch the Panthers, and there's like six national games every week. So I basically get all the good games.
Yeah.
Right? don't know. So there you go. The Giants in Arizona is the game that, don't watch that. Don't stare directly into it.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.